listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you, and this is your Limestone Coast local news. For the weather today across the region, we're heading for a top of 14 in Mount Gambier and 16 in Narracourt. A significant upgrade of the Mount Gambier sale yards is in limbo after the federal government announced a review of a crucial regional funding program. The District Council of Grant had submitted an application to the Building Better Regions Fund to support the planned $11 million transformation project. Member for Barker, Tony Passon, says they've now been told all outcomes are on hold while the review is undertaken.
I think that's code for it's very unlikely to proceed. So I'm concerned about that project, and I'm concerned that they've put so much work into this project, how important it is that for it to be thrust into limbo was just unacceptable.
The state's next COVID wave will hit this summer, according to new data. Experts predict a pattern of peaks every 4 months. It comes as another 1,625 infections were reported yesterday, along with 7 more deaths. There's currently more than 15,000 active cases across SA. Mount Gambier young people no longer have to wait as long for face-to-face mental health support. Headspace have expanded walk-in hours from Monday and Friday to include Wednesdays as well. Headspace Mount Gambier's Nick McKinney says it can be tricky to wait an entire week when you're struggling to get by.
So we understand that people, you know, want to access support when they need it, and having to wait either a Monday or a Friday or to get an appointment can sometimes be tricky. So for us to be able to improve access and people to get that extra day where they can access the walk-in service in between the Monday and Friday, hopefully improves people's access and ability to get an appointment when they need it.
The organisation has big things coming, also calling for LGBTIQA plus artists to come forward for a special mural at the service. A Hoon driver who allegedly fled police after being spotted doing burnouts at Dismal Swap on the weekend has had his ute impounded. The 36-year-old man was arrested in a pine forest late on Saturday night after abandoning his ute on Wanderlow Road and allegedly blowing more than 3 times the legal alcohol limit. He's facing a raft of changes and will front court in September. After a 2-year COVID-induced hiatus, Mount Gambier's Christmas parade is back. Mount Gambier Mayor Lynette Martin confirming the parade will be staged on Saturday, November 19.
I think that nothing beats the atmosphere of a street parade. And, you know, for me, the arrival of Father Christmas in the parade is very exciting. And it heralds the start of the festive season for our city.
The makeup of the finals has been decided after the 16th and final round in the Western Border Netball Association. Millicent qualify after finishing on top. They scored a 5-point win over a spirited South Gambier side. West Gambier finished second after brushing aside North Gambier, who qualify fourth. And in third, it's East Gambier, who were far too strong for Casterton Stanford. And that's your Limestone Coast local news for now. But if there's a story you think we need to be covering, send us a message at salocalnews@sca.com.au. For the latest local news throughout the day, download the Listener app.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.